All right, TJ, let's start with when you get the call to go into the game. What's going through your mind at that point in the ballgame?
At that point, you know, I got chills. You know, it reminded me of a lot what happened at LSU. And so I just wanted to tell myself, be ready for my opportunity. And gracefully, it came today. God prepared me all week to be for this situation to happen. And, you know, I just took it off. I got it and took off with it, you know. And I give all credit to my offensive line, my receivers, my running backs. Defense stepped up at the end and made some key stops. So it was a big team effort, you know, and I just did my 111th.
Let's talk about that last drive. You got to go 98 yards. Give me the first thought in your head when the ball rolls sideways out of bounds at the two, and you know you got the long field.
Yeah, I live for those moments, you know, and I think the whole offense believed that we could make this a 95-yard drive, a 95-yard drive touchdown. So, like you said, going back to your question, my thought process: we just needed one completion. As long as we got one completion, got the ball rolling, we were good. We got that first completion, and we just took off from there.
Jarquez gets the big run out to the 20-yard line. Gives you a little breathing room, a big start to that drive, too.
Yeah, he is a key piece to this offense. He does amazing in the backfield. And like I said, nothing would be possible without the five guys up front, including the tight end, so six. You know, and luckily we got the blocking scheme that we got the defense that we wanted. Line fitted up perfectly, and Jarquez broke out what he always does.
And now the play, the fourth down play, you look pretty poised. It didn't look like you were too anxious out there or too nervous at fourth down. Is that accurate?
Absolutely, yeah. So I got the play call. We had about 15 seconds left. Communicating with the O-line what the protection was going to be, I knew they were bringing pressure. So we went to a six-man protection. I felt pressure off the edge. Well, first off, let me back up. It's kind of disappointing in myself, punching myself in the stomach. I missed a wide-open third down touchdown. But God works in mysterious ways. Come back, felt pressure on the left-hand side, tried to spin out, luckily broke out the tackle, and Shed did an amazing job coming wide open. You know, and that wasn't his route. He ran a fade at first, saw me scrambling, came back to the ball, made an amazing catch. So, like I said, it was a completely team effort. I just happened to be the guy in the game.
All right, take us through now the two-point conversion play that followed.
Yeah, it's a basic concept. You know, we go three-by-one bunch, and we sprint out, and we find the open guy. So, you know, I saw a lot of area in the middle of the field, and a lot of coaches I've talked to over the past years tell me never throw across my body because that's when bad stuff happens. But like I said, God works in mysterious ways. My guys did an amazing job getting open and getting to their landmarks, and they were there for me, and the ball was catchable, and they caught it and got down, and we put the game away, and the defense came in, smoked Monday with the amazing interception, pick six. So, you know, like I said, it was a team effort, and I applaud all the guys that supported me and things like that. So,
still a lot of time to enjoy this one, and we want to let you do that, but I've got to ask you about now this team gets ready to go into a place you have more familiarity than anybody else on this team. Any early thoughts on SEC play and in Baton Rouge next weekend?
Yeah, this win kicks off a great start for us rolling into SEC play. I can't wait. I told all the guys after the game, LSU is my homecoming. And I look forward to going in that place with 100,000 strong and quieting them down. You know, and whether I'm the starter or the backup, I'm going to support my guys and be there for my guys and be the best teammate that I can be.
Excellent stuff. TJ, thank you for the visit. Congrats on this one. War Eagle.
War Eagle.
TJ Finley, Paul, down in the Auburn locker room, back upstairs to you. Colby, these guys came out, challenged you and your guys across the defensive front in the first half. What did they come out and do? Was it anything different than what you expected them to do in the first half?
Nah, we just didn't execute what we were supposed to. Guys were out of the gaps. We just weren't playing physical. They were, you know, manhandling us. So halftime we came in, you know, got together, decided we're going to buckle down and, you know, got our stuff together.
Who were the guys who kind of rallied you guys across the defensive front at halftime? Was it you? Was it other players? Was it coaches? Who were the ones who kind of rallied the troops, so to speak?
Well, everybody had that look in our eye, like we knew what was about to happen. So nobody really had to rally. Everybody knew what was going on. So, you know, everybody had it in their mind, and we came out and executed.
sometimes it's the offense who's, you know, scoring points in bunches. Sometimes it's the defense who's got to keep the opponent right there where they were and allow the offense to kind of get back into things. You guys did just that, pitch a shutout in the second half.
Yeah, credit to everybody on defense. You know, we did an amazing job of containing the quarterback. Georgia State got a good team. They came out and punched us in the mouth, and it was all about how we responded, and we responded well. Our offense, you know, credit to TJ and the whole offense that came out, put the ball in the end zone, and credit to Smoke to, you know, making the victory, you know, stamping the victory. So, yeah.
Got a little loud when Smoke picked that ball off, didn't it?
Yeah, it was the same amount of louder than, you know, last year when he picked off the Tennessee pick. So, yeah.
All right. SEC play next week. Any early thoughts on the trip to Baton Rouge?
Hey, bring it on. It's big boy football now. I don't know when the last time we won. People say it was before I was born, but hey, I'm looking to get it on, and let's go in there for a fight.
Well said. Thank you very much. Enjoy this one, Colby. War Eagle.
War Eagle.
All right, Colby Wooden down here in the Auburn locker room. Paul, back to you. All right, Paul, thank you very much. Kalen, that play, that blocked punt, a real game changer. How often do you hear the coaches talk about special teams being game-changing opportunities?
That is the name of our special teams, game-changing special teams. And they harp on that day in and day out, and they say expect to be the guy. And what was going through my head before that play, I knew I was going to be the guy. And God is good, man. I give him all the glory and honor. And that play happened. And it gave us a spark to give us a win.
Did you know from the alignment that you had a good shot to break through? What was it about kind of the setup before the play that let you know you had a really good shot?
I didn't care what the look was. It was going to be me. And that's what my mindset was. I mean, they didn't touch me. I mean, but no matter what, I was going to find a way to get through this guy. But the look was perfect. Yeah.
Describe what's going on in your mind during that final drive. TJ comes in kind of in the second half of this game, and you got to go 98 yards as an offense, and the offense gets it done.
Oh, yeah, we fully believed. I mean, man, Quez went out there the last home game and took 99 was it? Was it 99 yards? Close. Something like that. He broke the record. Yeah. He broke the record, and we had complete confidence. He was out there. We had TJ out there. He had the hot hand. You know, we all rallied around him, you know, in the circumstance, and they got it done. Nobody on the sideline didn't believe. Like, we all believed. We were hyped. We all knew that we was going to score on that drive.
Coach Harsin is, he says very often, every guy is valued and valuable on this team. Why is it so important for everybody to understand that, especially now through four games you get ready to go into league play?
You never know when your opportunity will not. And you have to be ready. Sometimes you are ready and, you know, it doesn't go well for you, but you have to keep fighting and keep fighting. And I think that's the thing that this team has, fighting through adversity, and we're learning. It's early. It's still early in the season, and this was a huge win. You know, we faced adversity throughout this game, and, you know, we'll have the spark going into the rest of the season, but you just have to be ready for that opportunity because, you know, you take one playoff just like that, I wouldn't have blocked it. So, I mean, you have to keep that mindset every play. Even if it's a routine play, it can spark, it can break. That can be the game-changing play. That's why every play you have to reset your mind. This is the play. This is the play. Perfect rep.
Well said. Kalen, thank you very much for the visit. War Eagle.
War Eagle.
Kalen Newton joining us in the Auburn locker room. Paul, back upstairs to you. All right, Coach, this is a real test to the will of this team and your guys, part of the defense that come out and pitch that shutout in the second half.
Absolutely, man. Those guys, they rally back. I mean, we started the game slow, but once they settled down and started playing all our defense and swarming the football, it just became attention to detail. I mean, our discipline, alignment, assignment, things that we didn't do well in the first half, we found a way in the second half to get it done.
We talked before the game with Coach Harsin. This was a game where Smoke Monday could have an opportunity to have a big game. He plays downhill, awfully good against the run. He gets the pick six to cap it. Just your thoughts on his game today.
Just doing what he's coach to do. I mean, attention to detail, being following the sound. Coach Mason did a heck of a job getting prepared this week and making a heck of a call at the end of the game. And when guys do their job and getting their assignment, sometimes the ball just hits you in the face. And Smoke did that on that play. He showed up in the run game. He showed up in the pass game. And credits to him, he made a big play at the end of the game to seal the deal, which was a pick six. So we talk about being ball hawks, and that he showed up at the moment of the game that we needed him to.
Was there anything that changed schematically in the second half for your guys, or was it really just about going in? You get Zacoby back at the linebacker spot, just about going in and executing.
Absolutely. We didn't change one call defensively. I mean, we made adjustment. We talked about how they was attacking us from the game plan and what we was doing, but really it came down to guys just executing and doing their jobs and just swarming the football. I mean, at the end of the day, football at times is a one-on-one, and guys got to defeat their one-on-ones and get off blocks and make plays. Zacoby was a big part of that in the second half and coming in and doing a great thing and doing what he does. So guys really just showed up and they made their mind up that the second half they wanted to go play Auburn defense, and we left out of here with a shutout in the second half.
All right, we know there's still a few hours left to enjoy this one, but as a guy who played in Auburn LSU games, your early thoughts on opening conference play next week in Baton Rouge?
I mean, it's time to buckle up. I mean, these guys are prepared. They're going to be well prepared. We're going to go back to the drawing boards this week and prepare. I mean, we can take one game at a time, one day at a time, week by week, but the preparation starts Sunday, you know, and putting this behind us and then moving on to the next one. But as we open up conference, I think these guys are going to be ready to play. I know they're excited about the conference play and decided to show the Auburn fans of what we capable of doing, and I think we're going to go down to Baton Rouge and pull out a victory.
Nice job by your guys tonight. Thank you for the visit, War Eagle.
Absolutely. Thank you, War Eagle.
All right. Paul, that's Coach Zach Etheridge. Back to you. Coach, what a game. Give us the assistant coach's perspective, especially on the 98-yard drive, as you guys have to move the ball down the field on that drive, and the offense gets it done.
Yeah, you got to make the plays, get it done. And I give them a lot of credit. First of all, I give Georgia State a lot of credit. They came in ready to play. They did a great job. But at the end of the day, we stepped up and made those plays. TJ did a great job stepping in, had some scrambles and some scramble moves to move the chains. Shank had the big catch right there down into the end zone. And when it comes down to these games, and you got to find a way to win. And we did that. And that's all that matters. You learn from it. And now we move on to LSU.
John Samuel Shanker has been such an integral part of this offense through the first four games now of the season. Early catches, late catches. Just describe his talents and what you've seen in coaching him thus far.
Well, I think number one, he's such a great kid. I mean, a great man. I mean, seems like he's been here for like Van Wilder, but he's physical. He can do the passing game, the run game. He's got the routes down. He knows when to sit, knows when man's on, knows coverages. Just studies the game, and then he's a great leader. And I can't say enough about him and the rest of these guys I'm coaching. I know we're singling him out, but I think the whole room competition, it gets everybody better. And I think that's what's really helped Shank and the rest of the crew.
To that point, Luke Deal's a guy who may not have a catch this year, but he's in there. You're on a lot of two tight ends, sometimes three tight ends, and he's in there and has been an integral part of what you guys have done offensively.
Huge, huge. At any point, we can come in with three tight ends, four tight ends, one tight end, and they're all playing. Tyler Fromm, he's another one. He does some things that opens up some things that people don't know. And he's getting better in the run game. We ran the ball behind him today, which was great to see. And it's a great group of kids. I have a lot of fun coaching them. They love winning, and they love working through the week. And they buy into the process of what has to happen from Sunday to kickoff. So that's what's special about this crew.
There's some familiarity among the coaches on the offensive side of the ball. You're also working with some guys and have been since January that you have never worked with before. What can you guys learn about each other as a coaching staff through games maybe like this one today?
Well, a lot, to be honest with you. The first 2 weeks we came in, we won handedly, right? And so you got an idea of that. Right. And then you go on the road and we lost, a close game, and you learn from that. And now we get in here, you need the drive to win, and you see the play caller and you see everything and how calm everybody is and the ideas. And that's what I love about this staff is we've gelled nicely and we're getting better. We got a long way to go, but we are getting better.
We'll let you get back to enjoying this one, Coach. Thanks for the time. War Eagle.
Yes, sir. War Eagle.
Auburn tight ends coach Brad Bedell. Paul, back to you. All right, Coach, this was what a game this was. I mean, your guys just fight and fight and fight. They find a way to get it done at the end of the day.
Well, they did, and I'm proud of them for that. They did find a way. We put together a 96-yard drive there at the end to score. Defense really stepped up. I thought Anders Carlson kept us in the game, you know, gave us hope. And Georgia State played tremendous, and we thought that's exactly what they would do. They played very hard. It's a difficult offense to defend, and then their defense was all over the place. So a lot of credit to them. They were really good today, but we found a way to win the game in the fourth quarter. I'm proud of that, and you know, we'll take that, we'll learn from it, and you know, we have to bring, you know, this game and the last two games really to Sunday and just see where we are and really decide, okay, now moving forward as we get into conference play, all right, what does this need to look like Sunday through Friday? And I know I talk about preparation a lot, but really you got to have yourself ready for a final every week. It's not a quiz. It's a final every week. And we did do that at the end of the game. You know, we made the plays we needed to, and we were able to find a way to win. And we got to continue to get better, and that's going to be the message as we move forward. We got to keep getting better, and as long as guys agree with that and we're all on the same page, then we have a chance to do exactly that.
You talk so often about special teams being game-changing, and whether it's the consistency of an Anders Carlson getting points on the board in the first half, or whether it's an explosive play like Kalen Newton getting through and blocking the punt that leads to your touchdown, I mean, when you say things a lot, it's usually because there's truth.
I believe it. I think special teams for every player that's on those. You know, I had a coach say one time, it's your gift to the team. I think it's even more than that. I think it's an opportunity to go out there and change the game. And if you're a competitor, you want to be on special teams because you get another chance to go out there and make plays. And Kalen did that. Anders did that. There were some really good things. I thought Nehemiah Pritchett had some good returns. You know, we're one or two blocks away or just making a guy miss. But those things change the game. And for us, we believe in it. We believe in special teams, and we believe in the players that are on it, that we can do something and create momentum. So we needed something to happen, and Kalen was able to do that. We scored, and it changed the momentum of the game, and it gave us a chance and hope to get back in this game. And, you know, at the end of it, when you look at the score, that's exactly what we needed.
Defensively, Georgia State gets 24 points in the first half. They don't score in the second. What was the difference from the first to the second half?
Well, we made adjustments. I also think our guys, one, we adjusted to it. Two, we came out, we played harder, and we made more plays. So, you know, there's always that halftime decision that you have to make, that you're going to come out and play the last two quarters to the best of your ability or not. And I thought our guys played the last two quarters very hard. There's things that was left on the field that we can get better at, but we did play hard and we did do things to win the game, which is the most important thing. And that says a lot about this team, that we will finish. We'll find a way to finish. And we didn't in the last game before this like we wanted to, but we're able to finish this game with a win, which is what we want. And there's plenty to clean up. So we'll take that and we'll clean it up. And it's always good after a win to clean things up and really emphasize those things we know we have to get better at.
Before we let you go, got to ask about offensively. Sometimes it's a difficult decision to make a change at the quarterback spot. There's so much focus and spotlight on that spot. Take us through the decision to insert TJ in the game, and then just how absolutely massive was he, especially on that final drive for you this afternoon?
Well, I'm really proud of TJ. He came in there and made the plays, and that's what, you know, every player on this team should do. I made that decision to change, and it's my decision. Bo is out there playing hard. Bo is out there preparing. You know, we played about every running back. We played about every wide receiver. You know, we're not switching our offensive line out, so we needed something. And I felt like we needed to make a change there, and I did that. And so what I always tell players on this team, and quarterbacks in particular, you don't control that. I do. And you know, that was part of the decision there. And, you know, I know Bo can go out there and make those plays. And it was great to see TJ come in and get his opportunity to go out there and make plays. So, you know, that's part of sometimes in a game just what you think you need to do to win. But that doesn't take away from how hard guys have been preparing and that they want to go out there and make plays. So I'm glad we won. I'm glad TJ had an opportunity to make the plays that he did. And he did. He did a spectacular job at the very end. You know, it's fourth and goal. You got to have a play. And he makes the play, and we make the catch, and we score the touchdown, and we get the 2 points. And so we put ourselves in that position. But we're going to go back to work on Sunday. We'll reassess where everybody's at. And, you know, the bottom line is, on the offensive side in particular, we all got to get better. You know, it's not just the quarterback. It's everybody around that position, too. And I've said that the day I got here, that that's how important everybody on that offensive side of the ball is. And so we all got to take a look in the mirror and get better. Coaches, players, everybody. I got to get a ton better at the things that we're doing on the offensive side. And we know that. So it's really about the team and what we do moving forward to have ourselves better prepared and score more points on the offensive side of the ball.
All right, Coach, thank you very much for the visit. Congrats on this one again. War Eagle.
All right, War Eagle.
Paulette's head coach, Brian Harsin, back upstairs to you, as that'll do it from the Auburn locker room.